It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
All right, Limits, we got to do some Penguin predictions. We got a ball game. We got a puck game tonight. When we let off all those hours ago, we were talking about Sully, we were talking about how Kyle Dubas was sort of like yesterday, it's okay if we make the playoffs and okay if we don't. It's all good. No matter how it turns out, it's all fine. I ain't buying it, but I am ready to lay down some predictions. When I say I'm not buying it, I'm saying it's a highly pedigreed, highly talented, I think, and highly paid roster. How about we didn't make the playoffs the last 2 years? We better damn well this year. That's why I'm paying all these guys all this money. That's why we have the Norris Trophy winner from 2 years ago and a two-time All-Star in goal who's not 30 yet and who's making $28 million. That's why we have Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang and Brian Rust. We think Drew O'Connor's going to be a really good player. That's why I brought in a bunch of older guys to man the third and fourth lines. Guys with some pedigree. I think our third and fourth line is going to be better than it has. I think our goaltending is going to be way better. I think Erik Karlsson's going to be a star like he's supposed to be. And we better make the playoffs. Are you kidding me? That's not at all what I heard from Dubas yesterday. But anyway, I guess I'll hold them to higher expectations than their GM will. And we'll do some predictions. We'll do a little time capsule here. Won't we, Limits? And I would say they have to get off to a much better start. Got to. Last year, I think they started 3-6, and opening night against Chicago was a foreshadowing of all the horrible things to come, including the power play, which better get fixed. Where will the Penguins finish in their division? Did you open the time capsule?
It is officially open.
Where will they finish in the Metro? The Devils are already 2-0, for God's sakes, and the Sabres are already 0-2.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that franchise.
I'm
going to say second. Penguins finish second and make the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I'll say fourth.
Fourth and don't make the playoffs.
Fourth, and at this point, I just don't think they're going to make the playoffs, is my gut feeling.
Well, I think a lot of people would agree with you. I think they're going to have a better year than expected and finish second in their division. All right, let's go to some individuals. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Who's going to be the breakout player for the Penguins this season? I say Drew O'Connor. He sort of broke out last year. I think he's going to be a 20 to 25 goal man and maybe a 50-point man.
I like that pick, but I'll be different, and I'll say Rutger McGroarty is the breakout pick. Rutger.
I like that a lot, Rutger McGroarty. I'm not exactly sure how we should say his last name. This could be a Connor Sherry, Sheary, Sherry situation. I don't know yet. All right. Who's going to be the Penguins' biggest disappointment? Not an easy one, is it?
No.
Limitless
wonder.
There
are a lot of options. Ryan Graves is one that stands out, but I'm going to say Tristan Jarry again.
Wow.
Tristan Jarry again. I don't believe in him. I never have.
Wow. Tristan Jarry. All right. You know what? I'm going to say, disappointment. That's a tough one. I might say Nedeljkovic only because I think a lot of people think he's going to be a starter, and plus he's already battling injuries. So for signing and bringing him back and signing him, I'm going to say him, maybe through not much fault of his own, by the way. All right, let's go with some over-unders for the Penguins. Sidney Crosby, over under 85 and a half points. He had 94 last year. I'll say 89 and a half.
Over.
Yeah, I'm going to say over. Evgeny Malkin, over under 75 and a half points.
I'm going to say just slightly under.
Do the Penguins win a play? I'm going to say for Malkin, he only had 67 last year. You know what? I'm going to give him a little bit of a renaissance season here. I'm going to say over 75 and a half points. Penguins power play, which finished a disgraceful 31st in the league last year. Top 10 or not top 10?
I'm going to say not top 10.
I'm going to say top 10. I think old Quinny gets it figured out. Tristan Jarry, over under 915 save percentage this year.
Oh, that's a pretty low number. I'm going to say just under 910.
That's a big number. I'm going to say slightly under for him. Do the Penguins, you say they don't make the playoffs.
Correct.
So you obviously answer no here. Do they win a playoff round? Believe it or not, I'm going to say yes, Limitless Wonder. Yes, I am.
I'm glad you have optimism when I don't.
Penguins going to be better or worse in overtime than they were last season?
They'll be better. They can't be worse.
Excellent answer. And thus closes our time vault. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.